Blog Talk Radio.
One time, say, he will take care of you. He will take care of you. Trust and never doubt him. He'll bring you out. Here we go. Check it. Sometimes life can be a lonely road. Make you feel like you can't bear the load. But don't give in, cause there's one thing I know.
He has great thoughts of you, so don't give up, he plans your breakthrough.
Sometimes your friends can cause the greatest pain. Make your tears flow like the pouring rain. Let me tell ya, don't give in, cause it's not all in vain, no. What? This evening. I've made mistakes that brought me to my knees. Until his loving kindness lifted me. He put his arms around me from the sin and shame.
Here's my cup.
Fill it up.
Fill it up. moment now and lift your hands to Him. And I just want you to just begin, if you would, give Him your personal worship right now. Begin to kiss His face. We love you, Lord. Let Jesus feel. Let Jesus feel. Let Jesus feel this place. This place. Let Jesus feel. Let Jesus feel. Let Jesus feel. Come on, let's say it together. Let Jesus feel. Let Jesus feel. Let Jesus feel. Let Jesus feel. This place. This place. Come on, lift your hands. Let Jesus feel. Let Jesus be. Let Jesus be. Let Jesus be. Brother Alvin, I hear that song. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. How many know He is tonight?
Tonight, I do apologize for the delay. I am Prophet Dwayne Woods, and you have just entered into the Prophet's Closet. I'm so thankful to be back, so thankful to come off a sabbatical, if you will, spending some time with God. Got hurt on my job, so it gave me a little bit time to just spend some time with Him, with the Father. I know beforehand we were talking about the names of God, but I want to come from another angle on today. God has really been dealing with me about the Philistine, and there are some things that are happening behind the scenes that a lot of people just don't understand, nor do they know what is taking place. And the Father began to talk to me about the Philistine is raising its ugly head. And a lot of people, I've talked about this, I've been on this conference line, I've been talking to many of people about the Philistine. And the Philistine is who I'm talking about is Goliath. Goliath was the head of the Philistines, and there is something that is working behind the scenes that many people do not even understand what's getting ready to take place, nor happen. But God is looking for some Davids. God is looking for some Joshuas. God is looking for some people of God to now come to center stage and begin to war, begin to take up the thing that He's been teaching you through messages, through other folk who've trained you to be the person that you are called to be. And I'm coming to tell many of you now, it's time to come to the point where I am getting into this battle. I'm no longer sitting on the side watching my brother go through, watching my sister go through, watch the enemy do whatever he wants to do in our family home and through our family generation. The devil is a liar, and it's time to fight. I've spoke to people. Oh, shy. Glory be to God. I feel this thing. Let me just slow down a little bit. Slow down, Dwayne. Slow down. Amen. I want people to understand that I am so enthused about what God is getting ready to do to many of you who are listening tonight. You're going to tell your friends. You're going to tell your neighbor. You're going to tell your brother and sister, it is time to fight. I need about five of you that are listening to me right now. Just say, it's time for me to fight. It's time for you to take back your authority. It's time for you to take back everything that the enemy has stole from you. It's time for you to go to the enemy's camp and begin to raise war over the things that he's talked about you, the things that he's tried to put inside of you, the things that he's tried to enhance in your life. Like if any one of you are dealing with any type of heart murmur, diabetes, he's trying to put these things in your life so that you will be more concerned about what's going in on your body than you praising God. Oh, help me somebody. It's time for you to fight. And I remember over here in the Bible in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, here comes this ugly old dude named Goliath. And he charges the army of Israel, and what he says is this. He says, choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. He was talking to King Saul and all of the armies of Israel. He was telling them, choose you a servant today that I may fight against him. Let me tell you something, people of God. It's time for you to fight. The enemy is raging war against you. He's raging war against your children. He's raging war against your destiny. He's raging war against your business ideal. He's raging war against your promotion. Glory be to God. He's raging war against everything that you're trying to do right pertaining to the things of God. And he's saying, since you don't want to come down here and fight, then I'm going to bring my fighting to you. And I'm telling you as a believer, it's time for you to tuck your head and put it up in the air. It's time for you to grab your spear, which is your word of God. It's time for you to grab your helmet of salvation and begin to put on the breastplate of life. I'm telling you, it is time for you to get into the war. Glory be to God. There's no more sitting on the sideline. There's no more being a cheerleader. It's now time for you to fight. I'm coming to you all from 1 Samuel. I'm on fire right now. You just got to forgive me. Glory be to God. Because I've recognized the fight. I've recognized the things that I've been in. Many of you just don't know. I got hurt on my job on April the 24th. Almost took my shoulder out of the socket. Glory be to God. Amen. The company can't find a lawyer to fight this war that I'm going against the company, and the company fired me 2 days after I got hurt. Amen. And then I had an MRI on my shoulder. They said that there has been 2 tears on my rotator cuff, which is the cushion that holds my rotator cuff into the socket of my shoulder. And the only way that this thing can be repaired, I may have to have surgery. And this thing may be a life-threatening situation, but glory be to God. I serve a God. I don't know about many of you. Amen. But I serve a God that knows how to do a quick healing. Amen. I can't raise my left arm over my head. I can't even extend my arm properly. But glory be to God, I know that I'm in a fight. And I know that I'm not in this fight by myself. And I don't know about many of you, but it's time for me to slay the giant that is in my life, the giant that is trying to come against my destiny, the giant that's trying to come against my inheritance, the giant that's trying to come against my children, the giant that's trying to come against my family. And I don't know about many of you, but I feel like David had a reason to do what he was getting ready to do. Glory be to God. So if you choose, he says this in the Bible in the 8th verse. You can find it in the 8th verse of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. Goliath said, choose you a man. Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. Then verse number 9 says, if he be able to fight with me and kill me, then we'll be your servants. We'll be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall you be our servants and serve us. This is the Philistine Goliath. He was the chief champion of all wars when it came to the Philistines. Amen. You can read all about the Philistines from 1 Samuel. You can go to 1 and 2 Kings. They are all up in here. The Philistines is trying to raise his ugly head again, but God is looking for some Davids. Amen. He's looking for some Joshuas to take the forefront and quit running away from the fight, but run towards the fight. Amen. We have pastors that need prayer warriors. Glory be to God. We got people who need folk to stand up and say, guess what? I'm going to fight on your behalf. You might not be able to fight this war, but I'm going to fight with you. See, as a believer, we're supposed to help one another. We are helpers to one another. But it seems as if that the enemy has now discouraged the people of God. Just because miracles didn't happen the way you wanted them to happen, the time that it didn't happen when you wanted to happen, glory be to God, but we are now running away. from the things of God just because things did not happen for us. But it's time to fight. It's time to get up off your couch of discouragement. It's time to get out of your corner of pity potty. It's time to get off your bed of afflictions and say, I got to fight. I got to fight. I got to fight. I don't care how hard it gets. I got to fight because I am not going to allow the Philistine to win. I'm not going to allow this Goliath, this giant, to win. So it's time to fight. And the Bible goes on in verse number 10 and says, and the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man. Give me a woman. Give me somebody that we may fight together. And I'm ad-libbing. I'm putting my own stuff in this because I believe when I read this word, it breaks it down in such a way that I can now give it to the people of God in such a reasonable way that it's not going over nobody's head, but it's telling you straight truth. He's trying to kill your children. He's trying to kill that daughter who you've been praying for, that son who you've been praying for. He's trying to throw everything in the mix and get them messed up, get them messed up. Amen. He's trying to stop your business idea from going forward. He's trying to stop you from praying for your generation. He's trying to discourage you. The Bible says, and when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, which was Goliath, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Listen to this. Here is an army, amen, who was guided by God. And they were scared of one individual. Now, listen to me, people of God. You mean to tell me over 1,000 men were scared of one man? Ain't that like the enemy? The enemy has got the church scared, got the church all discombobulated, all because of what's going on over here. We got so many believers where in other folk business ain't even concerned about your own. And whoosh, glory be to God. And we are so concerned about so many other things than the things of God. Amen. We talk about people who we shouldn't even be talking about. We got our mouths on other folks that we shouldn't even. Look, do your sweeping around your own house and worry about what God is doing in your under your roof before you can actually start thinking about or talking about somebody else's business. And that's one of the things that Goliath wants to do. He wants to keep confusion up. Talk about the church. Talk about this. Talk about that. And then we wonder why some prayers can't be answered because we got our mouths on so many other things than the things of God. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's tight, but it's right. I may be the only person talking to myself tonight. Glory be to God. But my friend told me one day, he said, hey, preacher, if the shoe fit, then wear it. If it don't apply to you, then don't let it bother you. Amen. If you ain't the one who's talking about folks, then don't let it bother you. But if you are, get your own house in order. Sweep around your own doorstep. Glory be to God. And quit allowing the Philistines to mess you up from praying for your brothers and sister. If you don't talk about them, then don't pray for them. All right, that's a whole nother message right there. If you're gonna talk about them, don't pray for them. Whew, my goodness, glory be to God. Amen. And the Bible says, and the Philistine said, I defy y'all. Y'all ain't who y'all think y'all are. I'm the biggest, baddest thing up in here. This is what he was telling the children of Israel. I'm the biggest and baddest thing up in here. Don't you know about me? Man, I'm 9 feet tall. Can't nobody stop me. But there was a man, a little kid by the name of David. Ooh, ah, glory be to God. David was saying, look, I don't care how big, you know, ain't that like a kid? A kid, you know, he comes to a situation and he looks at things totally different from what grown folks see it. Amen. This kid, this young little man, young little boy named David, comes to a war and guess what he does? Because of who he is, he encouraged everybody that was at the battle. You would have thought it would have been the other way around, that the men would have said, look here, son, we're going to go and take care of this situation. We're going to take care of this matter. But here was a kid who looked at all the men and said, please don't get discouraged behind this little voice. Sometimes kids know how to talk to older folks to tell them the stuff that you're worried about, I ain't worried about. Oh, my God, help me somebody. The thing that you've already done, I might not be there yet, but guess what? I've watched all of you, and I don't see it the same way you see it. Ooh, ain't that like a kid? Kids know how to come and encourage folk, even in the midst of things going bad. How can I say this? I remember when my mom was going through some abuse. Some mental and physical and abuse. And as I was a kid, I used to always come up to my mother as she was just got a black eye. I would bring some peas out of the freezer that was in a bag already, and I would put it up to her eye, and I would tell my mama, Mama, one day you ain't got to worry about this. I was a kid encouraging a grown person that you ain't going to have to worry about this fight no longer. Glory be to God. I got to keep it quiet here. I'm at the hotel. Amen. You ain't going to have to worry any longer about what's getting ready to happen and take place because of what's going on in your life. Being a kid, one day I'm going to grow up, mother, and one day you ain't going to never have to fight this individual again because I'm going to now take the helm and fight this battle for you. Woo! Ah, glory be to God. I remember telling this individual who used to fight my mother and beat my mother that at the age of 9, I said, hey, you may be able to do it now, but when I get a little older, get a little stronger, get a little bit of more muscles on this frame of a body, you ain't going to never put your hands on my mama ever again. And I took word to that, and I can imagine David going to the doing what his father Jesse wanted him to do, being the eighth child of all the kids of Jesse's, and being the one who was put in the barn in the field to take care of animals, never being able to sit at the table with the other brothers, always having to fight just to get into position. And David hears this Goliath, this big old man. He's trying to figure out, who is this dude talking to my brothers and all of this like this? And here's Goliath in the 10th verse, and he says this, and the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Verse number 11, the Bible says, and when Saul, who was the king, here Saul, who was the king of Israel, heard those words from the Philistine. Now look at that. It said Philistine, which means plural, one person. They were dismayed and greatly afraid. I want y'all to skip a little bit here, because we're going to go down here. And the Bible says in verse number 15, it says, now David went to and fro from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. Verse number 16, and the Philistine drew near morning and evening. Now look at that. Look at that. I want y'all to look at this. I'm reading from the ASV version, American Standard Version. Look at this. the Philistines got closer and closer. The Bible never says that the children of Israel moved towards them, but the enemy kept moving closer and closer and closer to them. They didn't back away. They ran. They was moving towards them. Just like some of the things that we're facing in our lives, they have recognized the fear on us. They have recognized that we ain't doing nothing but just talking a lot of this and a lot of that, and we ain't doing nothing. They recognize that we've stopped even praying, and the enemy has already told principalities they ain't going to do anything. Just get a little bit closer to them. Good God Almighty. Bring some wreck some havoc in their lives. Amen. Do this and do, glory, I can see this thing. Just like, I don't know if, I can see this thing. And the enemy is steady moving and creeping a little bit closer. Day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, glory be to God, he's creeping a little bit closer, trying to stop each and every person that is serving God from serving God to now running away from God because things are not happening and going the way that you want it to go. Don't you know that God has a plan for each and every one of us? God has made ways for each and every one of us. God has put up shields of protection from each and every one of us. And my thing to each and every one of you who is listening to me right now under the sound of my voice, that if God did it before, can he not do it again? Can he not bring you out of this situation again? Why are you now doubting him just because of a little bit of turbulence? Let me tell you a little bit about turbulence. Amen. I remember driving or riding in the airways on this plane, and the plane went through a little turbulence. It began to shake so bad, and I thought the plane was getting ready to fall up out the sky. And I said, Father, please help us in this situation. Kids crying, people running to their seats. The captain of the airplane said, please, every flight attendant on here, run to your seat and get in position. Something is going on up here in the airwaves. There was a turbulence that was shaking the plane refusively. I thought it was about to fall out. But the Spirit of the Lord said something to me that shook me, shook the very foundations of me. He said, the turbulence is only just for a little while, son. Sometimes you got to go through some air pockets. Sometimes you got to go through some ups and downs and some challenges. But guess what? It ain't going to last always. And he said, just stand still to see the salvation of me, because I'm getting ready to bring you through the turbulence. And many of you are going through some turbulence. But let me tell you something. It only happens for a little while. It may even seem like it is going to be an hour. It may even seem like it is happening for 30 minutes. But guess what? As soon as you break through the turbulence, which is a pocket area where the plane is being shaken refusively, you may be shaken refusively, but as soon as the airway is clear, guess what? You back on smooth sailing. It's what you do when you're in the midst of the turbulence. And here are the children of Israel, and many of you, you are in the midst of some turbulence. You're in the midst of some challenges. You're in the midst of some things that you have yet to experience, and maybe some of you have experienced, and you just say, I don't want to go through this thing any longer. But let me tell you something, it's time to fight. It's time to fight for what's yours. It's time for you to pick up everything and begin to now say, look here, I ain't got nothing else to lose. I might as well get into this battle. Glory be to God. You've tried to discourage me over here. You tried to stop me even over there. You even put some afflictions on my body. But I am now waking up to the thing and saying, this giant is getting ready to get slayed. Oh, my God. Cancer, you're getting ready to get up out this body. Sickle cell anemia, you no longer live here. Blood disease, it's time for you to get the true and mighty blood of Jesus Christ. I don't know about some of you on here, but it is time to fight. It's time for you to get into war. It's time for you to fight for what God has given you. It's time for you to fight for your inheritance. Amen, somebody. Glory be to God. It's time for you to get up from this situation right here because this thing has kept you here too long. It's time for you to fight. It's time for you to fight. Glory be to God. Let me just skip down here a little bit more because I want you, I mean, tell you, I'm this David, this dude right here. Look, he encourages me every time I read the scriptures because I'm always seeing something different. I'm always seeing something different. Amen. And the Bible says in verse number 16, and the Philistines drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. Here's Goliath coming to them for 40 days. 40 days. He kept coming every day. He kept coming. Every day they kept moving a little closer. Every day he kept taunting them. Glory be to God. And here comes David. David hearing all of this or seeing all of this stuff and seeing all of this, his brother, fellow brother in disarray and trying to encourage them. In the Bible, David is getting ready to now come to the forefront. Amen. Where are my Davids at? I don't care if you're a woman. Where is David at? Amen. Where is the giant slayer inside of you? Don't you know you got the Holy Spirit inside of you? And the Holy Spirit is bigger than any circumstance that it will ever try to come against you. Don't you know who you are in God? Amen. But here comes David. And the Bible says in verse number 21, and Israel and the Philistines put the battle in array. Army against army. Verse number 22, and David left his baggage in the hand of a keeper of the baggage and ran to the army and came and salute his brothers. Amen. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the ranks of the Philistines and spoke according to the same words. Now here he goes. Every day for 40 days, coming to the forefront, speaking to the children of Israel. But on this particular day, David left everything, came, saluted his brethren, amen, and he heard something. My Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for such a young man who heard something. Ha, my God, glory. Amen. What are you hearing? What are you hearing, you young Davids out there, you women and men of God? What are you hearing? Do you hear the sound of a Goliath, or do you hear the champion of God? Whoosh, ah. And I believe David, he said enough is enough. I just believe that this young lad here said, look here, I've seen y'all for 40 days doing the same thing, trembling in your attire, which was your army gear, not moving. Matter of fact, some of you got even sick while you were trying to go to war. And the Bible says that here he comes, the Philistine, and he spoke according to the same words, which means he kept saying the same thing every day for 40 days. And David heard them. Verse number 24. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were so afraid. Verse number 25. And the man of Israel said, and the men of Israel said, have you seen this man? They were astonished by the very appearance of Goliath. Ain't that like some of the people in the church? When things begin to happen, they just get so discombobulated by what's taking place. Did you not see what the credit bureau did to such and such? Did you not see the repossession man come take this person's car? They begin to talk about the little small things. But man, I serve a big God. I hope I'm encouraging somebody today because I'm encouraged. I hope I'm trying to tell you something. I was working a job. I got fired after I got hurt on the job. $73,000 job. They fired me. And then they put on the paper as they dismissed me and said I left voluntarily, which means I cannot collect unemployment. Ain't this something? Lord, have mercy. Here I am. Then lost $73,000. Do you think I tucked my tail and said, woe is me? I looked at my family, looked at everything going on around my house. Hallelujah. And because I know who God is, I did not miss one bill. I did not miss one car note. Did not miss the insurance, which I do have to pay here after I get off this phone. Praise God. I didn't miss a beat. God has kept me. And if God did it before, he can do it again. If God blessed me with a $73,000, he can bless me with something more, which he did. Amen. I started June the 30th. Glory be to God. Making twice as much as what I lost. Oh, y'all don't hear me. I serve an awesome God. Why? Because I didn't let no Goliath, I didn't let no giant come in my life and try to wreck my disposition with God. Oh, shah, my Father, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Sheba, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I didn't let what the enemy tried to discourage me in keep me from praying to a just God. I didn't let it happen. Amen. Okay, what's $73,000 to God? That ain't nothing. That's mere pocket change to him. He owns everything. Oh, shah. The Bible says he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Hallelujah. So I don't know about many of you who may be listening to me. I hope that I'm encouraging you because I'm telling you that if God did it once, he can do it again. If he can do it twice, guess what? He can do it two times greater than that. Don't doubt my God when you are going through your situation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, and David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? And then he says, for who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him in this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. People of God, it's time to fight. I'm going to give you one more story. I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about this. Amen, because there's so much more in this scripture. There's so much more in this 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, that I just want people to realize and open up to. And the way God broke this thing down to me, amen, it's like he broke it down to me scripture by scripture, telling me, I mean, I it's like I'm looking at the Bible now, and it's like I can see the pages coming up off the Bible. I remember I was a little kid, a little puny old thing. Amen. I was a premature baby. My mom lost my brother before me every July. From matter of fact, the whole month of July, my mom goes into a topsy-turvy because my brother would be 53 years old this month that she lost at birth. So every July, my mother goes through a mourning spell where she mourns for the child that she lost 50-something years ago. And here I am, went through some of the similar things that my brother went through before me, and my mom thought she was about to lose me. And I stayed in the hospital for some months. Back in the 60s, they didn't have blood transfusion, so they didn't know anything about blood being transfused from one person who got the same blood type to another person. So here I am, was a kid. I had a deficiency of blood, but guess what? There was a God. Whew. Glory to God. There was a God who knew my name. And for whatever reason, he called my brother before me. But he spared a little old baby in September, in the 60s, glory be to God, spared my life for such a time as this. I went from being a little frail little kid to now doing things that I shouldn't even be here, but glory be to God. And I remember growing up in my neighborhood, and I remember there was a big old kid by the name of Scott. Scott was a big old kid who used to terrorize the neighborhoods of where I used to live at. He would go from one block, tear it up, to the next block, tear it up, to the next block, tear it up, because nobody would fight Scott. Scott was the biggest, baddest kid I ever seen. And I remember that I was at a park, and my friends were out there, and here comes Scott. You can see him from a mile because the kid was just that big. Amen. Matter of fact, we didn't even think he was a kid. We thought he was a grown-up, as big as this kid was. But he was just a few years older than us. So he was a kid as well, but he was just a big, old, ugly old kid. Yeah, I'm going to call him ugly today because that was my Goliath. Amen. That was the Goliath back then. He was the biggest thing and the biggest, baddest thing in the neighborhoods. And I remember him picking up one of my friends named Delbert. Tossed Delbert like he was a piece of paper. Tossed him in the air. Then went and grabbed him, tossed him again. Then all of a sudden, all the kids came and got me. Dwayne, we need you. We need you. And I'm looking at them, no, you don't need me. You need something a little bit bigger than me. You don't need me, man. I'm about smaller than all of y'all out here. Well, man, if we just team up, we'll be able to get them. This is what everybody's saying. If we just team up, we'll be able to get them. So I get up off the bench. And I start walking over there. Everybody, yeah. Just like the army of Israel. Just like many of the people that are in church right now. Talking all that smiggity, smiggity, smiggity smack. Ain't doing nothing. Glory be to God. Don't know how to even get a prayer through. Let alone pray for somebody. And here are the friends that was pushing me, amen, from the behind. But then when I turn around to find them, they all gone. I'm here by myself, like many of you who are here in your situations and circumstances by yourself. And I remember looking at Scott, and I said, Scott, please, man, don't throw him no more, man. Don't toss him no any. I'm talking real soft. Please, Scott, please, don't hurt him no more, man. Whatever you want, we'll do. I was succumbing to the circumstances, like many of us. We are succumbing to our circumstances. We're telling our circumstances, no, man, please, devil, don't do no more. Please. We begging the devil, please. The devil is a liar. I'm over here looking at Scott, man, please, don't do no more, man. Please, the man he's beat up. The kid is beat up. He's bleeding all over the place. Please, Scott, please. He looked at me, he said, you're going to fight me today. I said, man, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. I just want you to just leave us alone, and whatever you need from us, we'll try to give it to you. No, you're going to fight today. He said, if you don't fight me today, I'm going to beat you up. And he pushed me. And I said, Scott, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. He pushed me again. I said, Scott, please, man, please, I don't want to fight. Everybody looking at me. He pushes me again. And then all of a sudden, something inside of me rose up. I don't know where this strength came from. I don't know where this courage came from. But I knew that I didn't want to get pushed any longer. Oh, I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. I knew I didn't want to be backed up in a corner no longer. And I remember balling my little fist up, and Scott, with his big old self, started to charge me. I remember ducking to the left. I hit him in the head. I went on the other side, hit him on the head again. I went on the other side, and I was moving so quick. Because Scott was a big old dude. He couldn't move as quick as I could move. So because I was so little but moved so quick, it allowed me to hit him in areas when before he turned around, I was on another side of him. Before he turned on that side, I was behind him. I moved all over, all around this kid as if he was saying, now where is this boy at? Where he at? I was moving that quick, people of God. Amen. Just like many of you, after today, you're going to move real quick today. Amen. Your angel's going to be sitting around here waiting on the enemy. You're getting ready to attack the enemy now. He's too big. But guess what? There's a David in you. There's a Joshua in you. There's a king in you. There's a queen in you. And it's time for you to start standing up for what's your rightful place in God. Amen. And before you know it, I got on the back of Scott and began to beat him down. Beat him down to the ground. All of the people around me was in amazed. I was in amazed about what the power I had inside of me. I was just a little boy, but I beat this big old kid down. And when I beat him down, and I walked away from him, he looked at me. He said, I can't believe this kid beat me like this. He looked at me. He said, you might have beat me today, but I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to end it right there, because there are a lot of times we may have beat our situations, we have beat these enemies, we have beat these Goliath, and then all of a sudden, they say, you may have beat me today, but I'm coming back tomorrow. I'm coming back tomorrow. And I just want to encourage somebody today, because we're going to talk about this again. Amen. In two more weeks, we're going to talk about this on the Prophet's Closet. We're going to talk about fighting, fighting, just fight. If you just get up and get back into the fight, don't you know that you can win? Don't you know that you can win the battle? The Bible says that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. But I guarantee you, if you would just show up to the battle, God will put something inside of you. Matter of fact, he already put something inside of many of you on here because you decide to get up and get into the battle. Amen. I know I talked a little bit longer than what I wanted to talk, but if Pastor E is on here, let's open up the lines. But if you want to come in and say something about today's message, God bless each and every one of you. Sorry for my, I wish I could have got on here earlier, because I'm telling you, it is time to take your rightful position. It's time for you to quit backpedaling and get into the fight. There are people who are depending on you. I'm depending on you to pick up your ranks and get into this fight. Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
We love you, brother.
Amen. Bless you, bro.
Amen. Glory
yes, sir.
To God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. It's encouraging because confirmation is the word of God, and as it goes forward, and I've just been so fired up and so have such a yearning in my spirit to share with everybody that the battle continues. Everybody's talking about the marathon continues. No, the battle continues. That just dropped from heaven. Yeah. I didn't even say that before. The battle continues. This is not a you join in and everything gets all right. It actually all hell breaks loose. But to be willing to go to fight, you got to be, you have, first of all, got to know who you're fighting. What you're fighting for, and how to fight.
Yes, sir.
You know, and what armor do you need? What do you fight with? Those areas
hey,
right
on,
there.
Man.
We go in battle. We get beat up. We come back and say, "Why, God? Because he told you to put on the whole armor. He didn't say just one piece, not two pieces. He said be ready to go through the situation, not around the situation, and press. See, pressing is that we're going to go through some things. Press is like pressure. It's just not like you just walking normally. When he say press, that means there's opposition. Don't be discouraged because of opposition. Just fight. That's all I'm going to say. Somebody else want to get in on this conversation tonight here in the Prophet's Closet. It's so great to be back. We are excited that the hiatus of the Now Network has been ceased. We've all taken a rest in this season. I got to say this. Prophet, Women Speak Now, they don't take a rest. It's us brothers that want to take a rest. But we got some new programming coming up here. We'll be announcing in the next week or so that we believe God is calling us to grow as far as broadcasting. Personally, Pastor E, myself, and I'm excited for that. I know each and every one of you on here are going to be a part of it one way or another. Go ahead and strap up. But you got to be ready to fight, because even when you come with suggestions, you got to fight there, because people are like, that's for you. Why not me? No, it's for us. And we have to be willing to fight for the same thing that we can get the same results. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just hear the victory in your – this is one thing I just want to say to you prophetically. Let me switch that because I'm not using a title. I'm using my gift. You have weathered this storm better than you even thought you could.
Man, come
God
on, brother.
Is pleased with how you have taken your stand, your withstand, and your stand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's it right there. You have done something that's never, ever been done before, because you stood this time. You didn't waver.
Yes, sir.
Then when you stood and thought it was over, you withstanding.
Yes, sir.
Then when you thought that was over, you had to stand some more, and you still standing here today testifying over the goodness of Jesus. Be encouraged, my brother, prophetically, that you are on it. You are a prophet of God. You are in your season.
Thank you, God.
And you
Thank
did
you,
it.
Father.
You did it. We can celebrate you. Come on. Do I got to talk about five covenant partners on this broadcast tonight? Will celebrate with me, prophet, pastor, evangelist, doctor, lawyer, brother, Dwayne Wood, for still standing.
Yes, sir. Thank
still
you,
standing.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Still standing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, I'm proud of you, brother. I love you. Minister Terry, I know you're going to get on this.
Yes.
Amen.
Evening,
love you too, brother.
Yes,
good
sir.
Evening.
I tell you, amen. Prophet, I tell you, what a word tonight. Glory be to God. Stand and fight. You know, but I want to congratulate you on that new job, too, because like you said, if one door closes, you know God heals us all doors. Glory be to God. But I love what you said about when children can know in your spirit, and children can comfort you. And that's why the Lord, he tells us to humble ourselves as little children, because they can comfort your spirit. They can sense when you're going
playground.
Through something. So, hey, playground, you know, come on in. God bless you guys.
Have you caught on to that, Pastor, Prophet Dwayne, the playground?
Come on in.
Have you heard the message that God had released probably about 6 months ago, and I'm just stuck on it. That's a razor. Watch out. And I've been stuck on it. But have you heard the principle of that?
No, I haven't, sir. Please enlighten.
Well, you know, and we're going to do a quick little break since Minister Terry brought it up. You want to tell him, Minister Terry, or you want me to explain?
No, you. This is your pastor. You go ahead. This is your pastor.
Well, you know, we were talking about how to be servants of God and going through the training to not just know Jesus, but to be like Jesus.
Yes, sir.
So as we start to discover and really search the characteristics of Jesus, we learned that, first of all, to be like Jesus, you couldn't do it any other way than to be like a little child. So we said, okay, little child. Then Matthew 18 says, because they remember the disciples asked Jesus, they were getting close, and they thought they had made it to that point that they might have a position. They say, who will be the greatest in heaven? He looked at him. He called over a child and put him in the midst of him. And he said, I'm just paraphrasing it. You know how we get that real to it. I know he laughed at him like, unless you be converted, you ain't going to never get in. Then we said, well, you know, if I'm going to be converted as a little child, now I'm making my way to get in heaven. But while I'm still on earth, I don't have to wait for heaven to get here. We can start playing heaven right now. So come on in to the playground. Be converted as a little child, that as we as children, because you go a little bit farther than 18, it says if two agree on anything on this earth, it will be done. Go a little bit farther into 16, I believe. It says now if two agree, he's in the midst. Done deal.
Yeah.
So the power of unity is most important, that each and every one of us listening that are part of this know that we aren't nobody special. We just have been messengers to tell you what he's done for us so he can do more for you. Whoever out there is doing more for you, come on into the playground right now and be converted as a child so now we can play. Because, you know, in the playground, you might have a little tussle. 2 minutes later, you're playing again. Come on in the playground. You know, we don't all say the same things and do the same things, and we may irk each other a little bit, but guess what? In the playground, we know how to get over it. Oh, my God.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
talking about some church stuff now. Now we know how to get over it. Now we know how to get along. Now we have to know how to work together.
Yes.
Join us in the morning, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 noon on Wake Up, and continue this wilderness journey. What, day 22? Tomorrow at 9, 11, and noon. Thank you, my brother, for letting me get my piece in.
You know what,
Amen.
Pastor E and Prophet Dwayne? It was was in my spirit. Someone was telling me in my spirit. I was a little late, by 3 or 4 minutes after 6, but I always call and check in what's on the broadcast. Something was telling me in my spirit, it's going on. It's going on. Call, you know. glory be to God, because Pastor E said, you know, he usually shares it on Facebook so I can share it out. And I checked that it sees something. No, I'm just going to call. I'm going to call in. And I started in the music. I said, hallelujah.
Well, that was a test. You passed.
Yeah.
Because
I posted it
everywhere I normally post it.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. When me and Prophet talked earlier, I was excited. I said, what'd I say? It's on. We didn't even have to talk no more. It's on. And through whatever difficulty, we still is on.
Yes.
But no, I did promote it at about 5 o'clock our time. But see, that's your test.
Okay.
You passed. Go ahead, you passed.
Yes, yes. But you know,
open door season.
You know,
it's open
go,
door
you know,
season.
Go,
who's ready to walk in?
Hallelujah. I go on.
Open door season. Come on in. Come on in.
Amen. In the playground. God bless
in the
you.
Playground. Anybody else? Come on, get in this conversation. I know you can't just let the covenant partners speak, and I know we do have others on the broadcast tonight. I know some have left because they are our listeners. We thank God for them. But anyone who may have a comment, question, just a prayer request, I'm talking here. I want to say this to the one person out there, don't even know why you're here, but you don't even know this stuff we're talking sounds foreign. Let me tell you, we can fix that for you real quick, because all you have to do is first confess that you messed up. You've been trying to do this on your own. You've been listening to the wrong people. All you got to do is say, Lord, I missed it, but I want to fix that now. Now you confess to him, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. Known, unknown, thought of, not thought of, missed, misplaced, and forgotten. Please forgive me today, that I can get the strength to forgive myself and everyone else. Now I feel the spirit that you've forgiven me, so I confess my sins. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and my Savior. I believe in my heart. My mind is set on you. And now I speak it through my testimony that Jesus Christ is Lord. Come on in. You can come on over to the playground.
Yes.
Now, it's that simple.
Come on in the playground. Come on.
It's that simple. Come on in and let's play together.
You,
let's study together. Go ahead.
Pastor, you ain't got to play by yourself no more. Come on in.
No more. You ain't got to play by yourself no more. Come on in and let's play and watch some things get done. And I'm excited for that. So you say now, what do I do? Well, no matter where you are, we can connect with you, get you in the right Bible connected teachings and family, and then covenant with you that we don't leave you alone, because you don't have to play no more in the playground by yourself. Come on in here. We're going to play with you, love with you, worship with you, serve with you. And watch this go through with you. My God. See, that's what we need more of. tonight is your night to make that change. Anybody else want to comment tonight? Dial one. If not, I want to turn it back over to the prophet in the house tonight, Prophet Dwayne Woods. You got a comment? Okay. My grandson is sitting here. I believe he will be doing Man Up Youth. We're going to do Man Up the Youth Movement next Tuesday. I'm going to let my grandson give me the topics and think on what we're going to do. So invite somebody to be a part of that. Get your son to come on. Let's get Man Up Junior going. See how we can make that happen. And I'm expecting that. That was dropped from the Holy Spirit. So G-Son, you down for next Tuesday? All right. It's the G-Son Show on Man Up the Movement next Tuesday, 7 p.m., 9 p.m., and 11. And, well, yeah, 11 p.m. Eastern. Prophet, nobody else died once. So go ahead and give any announcements you have. Pray us out of here, brother. And God bless you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Amen. God bless you, too. Just want to encourage the people of God. You know, we're coming back because the fight ain't over with. Remember what I told you? Scott had told me when he got up. He said, I'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow. Amen. Which means the enemy, just because you win one battle, hey, he's coming back for another battle. Amen. And see, we as people of God got to know, hey, even if I lost a battle, I ain't lost the war. Amen. I might have fought today, may have lost today, but guess what? I ain't lost the war. I'm getting back up into this thing, and I'm going to continue to fight. I ain't fighting. I ain't gonna stop fighting. Matter of fact, let me say it this way. I'm going to continue to fight until they put dirt over my grave. This is an ongoing thing. If you want something in life, my mother used to tell me, you got to fight for it. If you want something. Now, if you don't want nothing, hey, dude, let him do what he want to do in your life. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor for everything that you've done. And, Lord, I ask that you continue to bless your people. Continue to encourage them, Holy Spirit. Continue to lift up their heads, Holy Spirit, as they are going through the things that they're going through. And, Holy Spirit, please give them the fortitude to continue to keep moving forward, not backwards, concerned about what's going on behind them. But as Paul said, I press towards the mark of the high calling. Let them begin to press towards the mark. Let them begin to see themselves in a greater situation than where they're at right now. And Holy Spirit, we thank you right now. We give you praise. We give you all the honor for all the things that you've done and you're doing in our lives. And we are submitted to you. Holy Spirit, have your way. And Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for even leaving from this place. And you said, if I don't leave here, he won't come, which is you were talking about the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to come. He's our comforter. He's our shield. He's our buckler. And we thank you, and we give you praise. Lord, I encourage all the people today. Encourage their hearts. Encourage their minds. Touch them, Father, for they need to be touched in a mighty way. As we continue to give you praise and honor, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Good night, everybody. Y'all be blessed. Y'all stay.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed, y'all.